Hey guys, welcome to WT Podcast. I'm your host Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Umby Twins.
Welcome back for another episode of
Tell Me Something Good.
That was pretty good.
Mine,
if we were better singers,
no, I cracked the top. Okay, if you're listening and you like can
I'm
sing,
meant for low octaves, so
I don't think we're meant to.
No, we're not. Octave. But I'm saying it's better. I'm a little better at the bottom.
This is the thing: is like we're for sure choir singers.
No, we're not. We're band geeks.
No, I just mean like we're not a soloist.
Oh, no, no,
like
no, no,
we
no.
could maybe be in a choir at church.
That's stretching it, I think.
At church.
Yeah, where they have 100 people in the choir,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, we're really far away from the microphone.
Yeah. So, anyways, yeah, another episode of Tell Me Something Good. I love these episodes. I feel like last
They're
one was
special.
Kind of sad
okay, well,
with good endings.
Okay, and that may also be mine today.
Might be yours today.
It is going to be mine today.
Okay, well, mine is
We're going to end on a really, really high note with yours.
Yeah, we'll end on a great note with mine. And then...
Okay, so yeah, guys, just hold on after mine, okay? Okay, so our grandfather passed away...
Yes, he did.
...a couple weeks ago.
A literal week ago.
Monday. Okay, my days are blending together.
That's okay.
Which is also crazy because my husband's grandfather passed away the exact same day. So it was just, like, really weird. Like, it was our only living grandfather. So he had been struggling with, like...
He was 90, wasn't he 90? And
he was struggling with, like, a...
Dementia.
Close to a 10-year battle with dementia. And towards the end, it just got really, really bad. And it was really hard, especially, like, my mom was... traveling back and forth, like they live about 5 hours away, and so it was like really hard on the whole family. And my grandmother has Alzheimer's, so it's just been really challenging, especially the last like 6 months. I would say has been like really, really
hard.
But the thing that is good about this is that like he's with Jesus now, and I could get emotional.
Oh, literally, when I found out, which we like knew that he was like
knew
we knew that he was
coming
dying,
soon,
but. My mom had texted us, she texted us early in the morning. It was on a Thursday morning. Or no, it was Tuesday
no,
morning.
No, it was
Sorry,
Tuesday
morning. Yeah.
Tuesday morning.
She texted us, and she always texts us, like, a verse every morning. And then
like a Bible
she
verse.
Texted us the Bible verse, and then at the end of that, it said that he had passed away. And I, like,
the only reason mornings, I, like, because sometimes I don't read those, like, text messages yet. Like, I just say stack up. But I was at her house because I drop off Aria in the morning. And so I was at her house. And when I got there, she was like, Megan. And I hadn't received a text. So I was thinking, oh, he's still alive because I hadn't received a text. And so then I get to my parents' house to drop Aria off. My mom was like, you know, he passed away last night. So.
Well, and I had not heard that.
Right. And so she was like, well, I'm going to text them now. So that's the only reason I knew. Like, I think I wouldn't have known either because I would just have been going in
well,
my day.
Well, I normally like look at those texts like later in the day. And so I started to work out and I was in between, like we were lifting heavy squats, and in the middle of my sets, I opened the text message just because I was on a
I
timer.
Thought you looked at my
Well, I looked at Megan, I posted a story about how he passed away, and I was like, wait a second, long story short, I was in the middle of squatting, and I just immediately turned on I Can Only Imagine, which, if you guys have not heard that song.
It's just a beautiful song.
Just about, like, and that's what I just kept thinking about the whole time, where I'm like, he is literally experiencing the best day of his life.
I mean, could you imagine, and obviously, like, one day we're going to have this experience, but, like, closing your eyes, and for him with dementia, like... He didn't swing the good way of dementia or like the like, you know, he's just happy go lucky. You know, a lot of them, like there's either one or the other. Like he kind of swung in the opposite direction. So he was really paranoid and he was like just like always thinking there was a thief in his house, just like different stuff like that. So just imagine like he's going to sleep like, you know, or closing his eyes, you know, for the last time in this like chaotic world that doesn't really make sense to him. And then he wakes up and like the next thing he sees is Jesus. It's just like. A really beautiful thought, and you know, when I was kind of processing the next day, I was going on a run, and I was like, it was playing, what song was it? It's called like, Homecoming. Have you heard Homecoming?
Mm-mm.
Talking about coming home, you know, and so I was like playing that song on repeat while I was running, and it just like had that imagery of just like thinking about him going to sleep in this world that's like so broken, but then like waking up, and he's at, you know, he's seen Jesus. Like, what a, so that's like the good thing is like, I know this is sad and I'm like fighting back tears, but also like he's with Jesus now. And like, I mean, that's amazing.
And that is like a really beautiful thing. But I think that we would be missing an opportunity if we didn't talk about the reality is that that's not everybody's reality.
Yeah.
You know, and like, we can celebrate because we feel confident that he went to heaven. But if you are not a believer, that is not where you're going. And I don't feel like we can like skip past that because the reality is that heaven and hell are very, very real. And they are a very real reality, one or the other, for every single person. And so for me, I'm excited for the day that I die because I know that I'll be with Jesus. But if that is not, if you cannot say that confidently, like I want to just really implore you to read the Bible, like talk with somebody about it, because that is your reality. One of the two is your reality, whether you want to face it now or not.
We're all going to close our eyes one day to this world.
Yes. And you're going to wake up in one place.
And then one day we're going to you're going to wake back up, and where you're at are going to be two different places. And so, yeah, it's like, we're not trying to like, you know, scare anybody, but it's just like, we just feel so passionately. We feel like this is, we know this is true, you know? So it's like, if we can be the thing that like gets you to like, okay, maybe I need to like really think about this. We just want to do that. We're not going to spend this whole episode talking about that, but just like, you know, death is a hard thing, but death is a different thing when you're mourning somebody who is a believer, or when you're mourning somebody that's not a believer.
It's very different.
They're very different things.
Very different.
So for us, it was very bittersweet.
Like, it was like a, for me, literally like a mourning, but also a celebration. A celebration. Yeah. I am so happy that he's with Jesus, and Jesus offers the opportunity for everybody to come to know him. So if you're wondering about that, like,
reach out to us.
Like, let's talk about Jesus.
Let's talk about him.
Because he is amazing, and he will change your life. Like, truly change your life.
Change your life for the better.
So that is actually, tell me something good. Freaking Jesus Christ dying on the cross
Jesus
for our
Christ
sins.
Died
That's
for
the best. Tell me something
some
good.
Some sinners like us.
Some,
you know.
Freaking sinners like me who does not deserve it. There is nothing good in me, but Jesus Christ chose me and saved my soul. And that is a very good thing. So we weren't going to talk. I mean, hey, there's nothing like a gospel presentation, and we are happy to talk with anybody who wants to talk about it. But yes, our grandfather died, and he is with Jesus now, and that is very good.
Very good. Very good. So, Sarah Ann, you can... oh, you know what? Actually, no. I wanted to share a couple of, like, memories, just kind of like an ode to him, a lament, and also for our family that is also experiencing this loss. So I just want to share like maybe a couple of memories that we had. We grew up, my mom is one of five siblings, and all of them had multiple children. So there was 17 of us grandkids. And we grew up, there was like 10 of us that were like really close in age. And so we grew up going to my grandparents' house in Kentucky. They lived in
the middle of nowhere, truly the
they
middle of nowhere.
They were in a place where you had to go to town. Like,
yeah,
it was like you went to
places,
town,
yeah.
You know. And also, I describe it to everybody as like, it feels like you're going back like 3 or 4 decades when you go there, because
they don't have TV, they didn't have internet.
This is just my grandparents, okay? Like, in
the town,
there was more accessibility to these things. But my grandparents, there was no TV. We had no cell phone reception, very little. Like, maybe you had one bar.
Like, dial-up.
Dial-up internet, which we did. I mean, it was terrible. Like, dial-up, it was like, it took 15 minutes to
get
anywhere. So we never got on the internet. So no internet, cell phone, or TV. So what did we have to do? Make up stupid stuff with our cousins and, like, play with them.
We had so much fun. Like,
it was so fun.
I remember one year, because we would always, like, sleep in the basement or, like, you know, in the downstairs or whatever.
Yeah, there was this, like, downstairs little family room that was not very big, and all of us would have to
sleep downstairs. So we'd have like little pallets of like foam slivers that you would sleep on. I remember one year me and one of my cousins, Emily, shared, I'm not kidding, it was this big.
No, it was probably this, realistically it was probably this big.
And we shared it.
And you guys shared it.
We shared it.
But you know what? Everybody got one sheet.
We did. We always got one sheet. Everybody got one sheet. Oh my
gosh. I mean, we were just sardines down there, and there was like, they had a fireplace down there, and the fireplace had this like weird like patch of
brick.
Like brick that was on the floor, and people had to sleep on that. It was like, who gets to sleep on the brick floor?
It was so bad.
With your one sheet.
Yeah. But we loved it.
Like, we loved
it.
We had
favorite places to go when we were growing up.
Yeah, we would love, because we would just go get to see our cousins. And also, a fun fact about us is, like, we're identical twins, but my mom's two sisters also had twins. So there were three sets of twins and other cousins, too. And so I remember we used to, they had Monopoly, and we would play with Monopoly money a lot. And so we would, like, set up our own shops. Like, everyone had, like, we all dispersed the money, right? We all had even amount of money. And we all, like, made our own businesses. So, like, you know, like, one was like, oh, I'm the
massage therapist.
Yeah, hairstylist. And my cousin would always be, like, the massage therapist. And he would make all the money.
Oh, I would give him all my money.
He got all the money.
Was
he
so
was
broke.
The richest one in town.
Yeah.
Because we would always give him our money. And then we would also, our youngest cousins that were the twins, like, the youngest twins. And they were the youngest cousins, actually. We would bid on who, like, we would get them to fight.
It'd be like, and fight. We would bid Monopoly money on who would win.
So bad.
It was so bad and so funny.
Oh, it was so fun.
It was
fun,
so fun. Though. And then our grandfather, like, for Christmas every year.
Had this Charlie Brown Christmas tree. Like, literally, it would be like a limb off of a tree that they got in their backyard. And they would put, like, lights and ornaments on it. So it literally looked like a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
And he would always want to sing, like, Christmas hymns. And we always knew, like, when he started, like, we were going to be singing for 2 hours. Because he would just sing every hymn.
It was, like, every... And it was, like, always awkward. But it was also something that was, like, fun. And, like, something we all...
Kind of funny.
It was just, like, tradition. You know, like, oh, we got to go sing those hymns. And then also, my grandfather was somebody who would just, like, talk to you forever.
For a long time.
And so it was, like, funny because we would, like, bring... Whenever we'd, like, bring a boy, like, as we got older, if we, like, brought, like, somebody, like a boyfriend or a girlfriend or whatever, it would be, like, a joke to everyone. Like, you got to go get stuck with grandpa for, like, 2 hours.
It's, like your, like...
It's, like, your entry to the family or whatever.
You have to get caught.
You have to get caught with grandpa.
And he would talk to you for hours. And then we would just, like, we would
abandon
you.
Yeah, we would abandon you. Like, good luck.
Yeah, sorry. We've all done this. So it was really fun.
So we have so many fond memories of their house, and I just wanted to just share a couple as a way to, you know, kind of mourn him, but in a good way, you know.
Very sweet memories.
So that was my Tell Me Something Good. I'm sorry. All my Tell Me Something Goods end up, like, they're sad, but, like,
I mean, they do have good endings, but they do seem like they're sad.
I mean, we did just cry.
Yeah, we did cry. And also talk about Jesus, which is very good.
So anyways, what is your Tell Me Something Good?
Yeah, I'm actually very excited to talk about this because I kind of alluded to this on our last Tell Me Something Good because I could not say a whole lot because there wasn't a whole lot, like, set in stone.
You
but
didn't have any Tell Me Something Good.
Now it's all out, so I can scream it from the rooftop, so I'm really excited. But, yeah, basically, just to kind of give a little bit of background, I'm not really going to go super deep into it, but basically a couple months ago, some changes were made at my work. And that affected me. And so me and Dustin were kind of like, okay, like, what do we want to do with this, you know? And so after being, like, really thoughtful and prayerful about it, we both decided, and me specifically, that I was going to leave my job. So I left my job, and I'm going to be part-time training because I didn't want to give that up. Like, I love training, so I'm definitely doing some part-time training, very part-time. In town. I'm going to continue to do that. But then I am going to be doing some videography. Boo! Like, Lee University, finally!
Oh my gosh!
They're like, finally, these girls, 10 years later.
They talk trash all the time, and she's back.
We do, and she's back.
She's doing it.
Oh, well, let me tell you one thing. I'm not giving them any credit.
Hey, listen. We had good experiences at Lee University.
Okay, anyways.
We talk a lot of...
Yes, we did. So I'm going to be pursuing full-time videography or most of the time videography. And it's funny because me and Dustin, I remember when we were dating, so this is like close to 4 years ago, he was like, you need to do that. Like, you need to do videography work. Like, you could do really good in it or whatever. And I've just been so, like, honestly afraid. Kind of my MO. It's scary to leave a job and pursue something where you're like, hope it goes well. And not even just that, like, because it's expensive. And I also did not know how expensive it would be. Like, thousands of dollars, which is, you know, is what it is. But, like, to buy a camera and to buy, you know, lens and to buy a gimbal and to buy all, you know, drone, all these different things. Huh?
Did you buy a lens?
Yeah, I did buy a lens. Okay. Well, I mean, I had to buy an actual lens, but I still need to buy a wide lens.
So you haven't bought the
lens. Not the wide lens yet. Okay. I just have a zoom lens right now. But, so yeah, all those things add up. So that's scary too. It's like, okay, you know,
and it's Dustin, also an investment.
It's an investment. And Dustin's been so encouraging to me, like, to do it. Cause he's like, I know it's money, but like, I want you to do this. Like you know, you deserve to do it. And
the only time he was discouraging was when I sent her, one of my like really good friends' companies. This is what he does. Like he does like digital marketing.
Oh, yeah.
And they're like so good.
So good. And Dustin bounds me on me.
Dustin saw it and started just laughing.
He was like, Sarah, you're not going to be working for them. I was like, no, I'm not. Not for a while.
But you know, it's also like, you're going to get better and better at it.
Yeah, for
it's
sure.
Like what you're putting out right now is going to be your worst stuff.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And it's your worst stuff is still great. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's just like something, like a new skill and a new craft that you can perfect and make your own. And the cool thing about videography, which I think both of us were drawn to, you know, obviously that's my major, but was actually making movies. Like that was my full major.
To be able to create, like I think that we've always had some sort of like artistic, like
yes.
We enjoy that kind of world. And so to be able
also,
to create.
And also something that drew me to that field initially was, first of all, like I love storytelling and creating a story. And like every video that you edit, you're telling a story.
Yeah.
And obviously footage that you film and stuff. And then I also like was really drawn to it because I liked the idea of just being able to, first of all, see something in my head and be able to like actually put it in front of me. That was really cool. But then also I just thought it was so cool the ability to affect, like you're able to really affect other people. Like, you know, like Lord of the Rings has impacted my life in a very huge way. And so like just it's so cool that like we have that power to really be able to impact people's lives through this craft and this art form. And so I think it's, you know, really cool. I think you're, you know, something that I think you're better at for sure in that field than me is editing. I don't like it as much as you do. And I think you're really good at editing. And editing is really where you are telling the story.
Yeah, but I think that on the other end of it, like I feel like you've always been good at like filming, like actually shooting the content. And so that's one thing, because I do really enjoy like post-production. The editing part has been something I've always really enjoyed.
I really love creating the
and
story.
And you're like pre-production.
I love writing the story.
Writing the script, yeah. But for me, because I mean, I'm a one-man show, you know, so I have to do everything from pre-production, production, and post-production. And so for me, the hardest thing, honestly, has been, well, number one, I haven't done this in, 7 years. We graduated 7 years ago. When I taught my students, the cameras that we used were...
Not to mention the softwares.
No, that's what
I'm saying.
You were trained
on Final Cut, which I know you ended up being also trained on Adobe, but like...
The equipment now is leaps and bounds beyond what it was. So I feel like I'm having to learn, literally, not even relearn, because I never learned on this equipment, period. So that, like, has been, to be honest, extremely overwhelming, because it's not just like, okay, Sarah Ann, let's fine-tune your editing, because I do need to, you know, re-kind of learn that. And there's obviously so much to learn in that anyways. But then, okay, Sarah Ann, how do you run this camera? That's very advanced compared to what I learned on the gimbal that I bought, the drone that I bought. Like, all of these new pieces of equipment where I'm like, oh, I don't know how to use this stuff, you know? And then now... You have to use it to tell a story.
Yeah.
You know, and so...
It's not like your iPhone where you're pressing record.
Yeah.
You know.
And also the other element of is that I'm creating for other people.
Who are paying me money.
Who are paying me money. So it's intimidating because it's like I've always created for myself. So it's a totally different monster when you're creating for somebody else and you're just like, fingers crossed they like it. You know, like they like my interpretation
of what they
whatever
wanted.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been, like, scary. I mean, I left my job. I mean, I officially, my last day was last Friday, so a week ago, and that was really sad, and just, like, saying bye to all my coworkers that I love so much, but they've all been, like, super supportive, but, and then, yeah, just being like, okay, let's do this, like, where do I begin, you know? But I have had, my very first official job, which literally the Lord could not have blessed me with. A better first job was the birth of twins, and I had posted about it, and I actually released the video that I made, and it was just the most special.
It's so cool.
It was so special. Like, I'm just, when I remember when we went into, because it was a C-section, number one, I've seen a vaginal, obviously, I was in there with you. Never seen a C-section before. And my friends were like, maybe you should watch a C-section before you go and try to film it. You know, because they're like...
Sarah was like, nah, we're going to raw dog this.
That literally was me. I was like...
That was not a good analogy.
Anyways, bleep that out later. But anyways, I was like, yeah, I'm just going to see how... Which I didn't watch it. I was like, here we go. But I remember when I went in, or before, because I take her in first and they like do her spinal and all that. And then they took me and him back. And I remember thinking to myself, like, Sarian, you can't get, like, no matter what you see, you can't get sick. Like, you can't, you have a job to do, you know, which I didn't get sick at all. I didn't know if I would, but so I'm like filming all things and I'm like crying because it's like so sweet. And so I was like, get it together, Sarian, like, you have to film this. But it was so sweet just seeing like the emotion and like, oh, it was so sweet. And then when I'm editing it, I'm just sobbing just again. Crying. I'm just crying and like, I don't know.
Sarian, if there's 80 views, Sarian is 78 of them. I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
just
but like I mean, watching this, I watch this.
Of course. I mean, it's great.
You made a good video. It was just so sweet. Well, it was so, I was just so honored that this couple let me be like a part of
that experience.
That experience with them. Like one of the best experiences of their life, I'm sure, having kids, you know, and twins, you know, so it was just so special. And all everybody in the, I was shocked, like the nurses would like get out of my way to let me film.
You're like, dude, I, what? No,
no, I know.
There.
I'm like,
I don't know what I'm doing here.
Like, I'm just capturing footage. Like it was just kind of crazy because they really, and they would like prop, you know, prop the babies up to like let me film and stuff. It was really cool. So anyways, and then it's funny, literally yesterday I was in Knoxville filming dirt work. So it's just funny how
it's quite the Sarian's dabbling in all different areas. Just kind of see what she likes.
Yeah. I've booked several weddings that I'm excited about and very nervous about. Those are probably what I'm most nervous about.
I mean, that clientele would be a scary clientele.
Well, but I do, okay, just because like I'm doing wedding. It kind of inexpensive for 2024.
Yeah, but then once you start, like, actually, like, pricing it, like, it just,
oh, yeah.
Just a bride would be a very hard person.
Well, just because, yeah, if they...
To please.
I mean, it's their wedding day, you know, and so...
I mean, it's less pressure,
Let's not talk about it.
It's less pressure than, like, a photographer, you know what I'm saying, in that setting. Like, you're a videographer, you know what I'm saying.
You think it's less pressure?
I think it is less pressure.
More pressure.
No, I feel like they want those pictures. Like, the pictures is what they're going to spend the big money on. The videography is always the addition. You know what I'm saying? No one's going to pick a videographer over a photographer for their wedding. Right. So that is the primary. You know what I'm saying? So I think you can kind of rest in, like, they're going to have those pictures, and they're spending way more on that.
Yeah.
So I'm over here. But, I mean, you still are. You're in charge of creating a story. I remember in college, somebody that does that, he hired me to, like, edit one of his videos, which, again, is not, like, my strongest. I can edit. I just, anyways. And I got all this footage, and I was just like, oh, my gosh. Like, I don't even know how to put this together in a way that, like, flows, and it makes sense, and it doesn't just feel like choppy video clips. Like, how can I make this flow and tell a story and it be beautiful and impact them? And it was a lot of pressure. I think you're going to do much better, though.
Well, and I also think because I am filming it, it's like, I mean, to be the one-man show is kind of overwhelming, but also I can shoot it because I'm the one editing it. So I know the footage that I'm going to want. Like, you know what I mean? And so I think it is a little bit different in that, like, you editing some random person's footage. That would be difficult, I think.
Yeah, right. If you know, and you probably are going to have, like, an idea of, like, kind of an outline of what you're wanting.
It's I remember I shot this thing. Like, this is what I want to go
this
next.
This is where
I
want to go.
It,
yeah, you know? Right. Yeah, I was just like, oh, my gosh, dear God. It was way harder. I was like, oh, yeah, I can edit that. And then when I got it all, I was like, ugh. It was, and I think it was probably terrible.
Well,
I'm sure he had to re-edit it.
And there's just, yeah, for real. There's just, yeah, so much that goes into it. Like, I didn't even think about, like, audio, like, external audio, lighting, like, sound effects and music and all these things where I'm like, I don't know. It is a lot.
It's a lot.
I'm already in it. No, I'm just kidding.
She's turning back. She's going to go back.
Yeah, I'm like, can I get my job back? I'm excited and... we talked about this last week about, you know, being in your 30s. And for me, a goal of my 30s is to just create more emotional availability in my life. And I do think that this will give me that opportunity to where I'm not, like, in person with people all the time. And you know, the reality is that, Lord willing, me and Dustin want to have kids in the future. And so this gives me the opportunity to be home more because, you know, I've been training in Cleveland for over 40 hours a week. You know, I'm just in Cleveland so much, and so I don't feel like I'm home a lot. So this also provides that different avenue for me to just have options in the future, I think, where I can kind of do as many jobs as I want or not as many jobs. Or if nobody is asking me to do jobs, I'll have no jobs.
Not doing jobs.
I'm doing no jobs. But yeah, I'm just excited. The Lord's been so good. He definitely made it like pretty clear. I was pretty overwhelmed with like the amount of
how much inquiries.
Yeah, I had a lot of inquiries and that made me feel more confident. But it's just like, I think the Lord just making it really clear what direction I need to go down. And so I'm scared.
Terrified, but no, I'm really excited, yeah. Sarah. I mean, you have such a natural, like, knack, is that the word, for it? Like, you have an eye for that. So I think, yeah, obviously at the beginning, this is going to be your worst stuff that you're going to put out. If you like your worst stuff, I think you're going to be doing pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm excited for this opportunity for you and, you know, hoping down the line I can help you a little bit.
I would love that. Yeah. We've already talked about, like, I would love to have a second shooter. It's like, I trust Megan because Megan knows visually what is like aesthetically pleasing, and so I'm hopeful that in the future maybe we could do kind of some work together, and you know, so that'd be really cool.
I'm really excited for you and I'm really proud of you. That takes a lot of courage.
Well, it's all the Lord. It's but not, you know, me.
You always be leaping careers,
dude. I always, you be always freaking be jumping, diving off cliffs.
You're just,
I'm like,
I'm gonna jump over here now. I'm gonna jump over here.
No, it's the Lord's like, all right, we're going in this direction. And he's like, psych, we're going this direction. And then he's like, hard left, we're going this way. And I'm like, holding on for dear life.
Yeah, dude, you're a real one.
I'm free. I got whiplash. I've been
Dude, I have whiplash from watching you. No. I mean, like I said, that takes a lot of courage to leave something stable-ish. I mean, you were kind of, this decision was less like fully your call.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But, yeah. There was things that were helping me in this direction, for sure.
But, you know, I'm just really proud of you for stepping out of your comfort zone and, you know, trying something new. I think it's exciting. And it's also awesome that Dustin allows you that and, you know, like, encourages you and gives you that freedom to, you know, to do that. Because, you know, I mean, I know you guys are a two-family income home. So, you know, that puts more on him while you're, you know, starting this. So,
well, and also secretly, I think, like, he really wants to do it. Like, he's always been really... I literally am like, Dustin, this is my thing. Like, get out of here. This is my thing. He's always kind of been interested in, like...
That is so funny.
So he's always like, I mean, I got to practice my drone. I'm like, it's my drone. Like, get out of here. I told him, I was like, you can be my audio engineer because he's good at, like, you know, but he's just trying to be like... Well, they called me for the shot, and like they want me to come in. I'm like, get out of here. He's always funny. He's like, I just really feel like I could be good at it. And I'm like, oh, really? Is that the case? Like, you feel like you could be good at everything. I learned, like, what's it like to have that confidence where you just are like, I could do anything.
I could do anything.
He's like, I just feel like I could.
Josh, literally, he is
Josh, too.
He is a...
Maybe it's a man
230 almost pound dude. And he's like, I could run a 4-minute mile. I'm like,
no. No, you couldn't. No, babe, you couldn't. I would bet my whole life.
I would put my
life
on that one.
I would bet seven of my lives that you could not do it.
And I believe in him. And he would be fast. Like, he's got the, like, type 1 muscle fibers, but he doesn't have, like,
do I think eventually,
endurance.
If he trained for it,
and
maybe?
He lost a lot of weight.
I don't know. 4-minute miles, I don't think he could ever do it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Dad was 120 pounds when he did it.
Yeah, I don't think he could ever do it.
He's 230.
I think there's something about being confident, but there's also something about just being self-aware.
It's just like, yeah, like, I'm never going to lift the weight.
No.
Like,
I'm never
going to
be
in
the NBA. Like,
I could try. I could give it a good old shot.
And even me giving it, like, all of my effort, I was still not good enough.
Yeah. And this thing, Josh is amazing at a lot of things. And that dude is a animal. He's extremely strong. Do I think he can run a 4-minute mile? Do I think he could run in the 5?
Or a 100?
Yeah.
100 meter sprint?
Yes.
Sure.
Or like a 5:45 minute mile? Maybe. Josh is fast. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sub 4.
Not a 4-minute mile.
Sub 4. So anyways, all that to say, our men are very confident.
They're very confident.
And we love it. I'm glad I have a confident man.
Yeah. I'm like, can you shake some of that off on me?
Yeah, just dust some off. No, you're
so if you guys have like anything, this is kind of my motto. I'm like, let me film it. Like, that's kind of my motto right now. I'm just like, let me film it. Because I had somebody reach out to me about filming her daughter's first birthday party. And like, I'm like,
sure,
let me film it. I'm down.
Sure. Like, honestly, at this point, we're throwing spaghetti on a wall. We're seeing what sticks.
Well, and I'm also just like, yeah, what area of videography am I really interested in? If I don't tap into everything, I'm not going to know. If I don't do a wedding, like, what if I really love weddings? Then I'm not going to know. If I don't do construction work, then I'm not a birth. Or it's just like, that's why I'm so open to doing anything right now, because I really want to know, like, what is my, like, my niche? Like, where do I, you know, what do I really enjoy doing? Or maybe it's a few different things, but then I can kind of narrow my jobs down, I feel like. So
I think it's a great plan.
Yeah.
I think that's cross or awesome.
So if anybody needs anything filmed,
reach out to your
call
girl.
Me.
Real life
media.
Media. That's what I thought. Okay. I thought it was.
Yeah. Real life media.
That was a clever name.
Thanks.
Did you come up with it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, crushed it. Maybe Dustin. No, that was good.
You'd like to think you did.
Real, like R-E-E-L.
Yeah. Real life media.
Clever.
Yeah.
Okay. So another kind of, tell me something good before we kind of close out this episode. We want to talk about, we are going to be doing a race soon. Me and Sarah Ann back
Which
at
I
it.
I have already Sarah Ann's already done this race before. She Me knows. And my husband have already done this race before. We did it last year with your brother-in-law and then one of my best friends, Savannah. And we did really well, honestly. Yeah. We did very
it's
well.
It's called Legends of the Falls and it is Mayhem affiliate, right? They do
it's
it.
It's Mayhem's workout. Yeah, yeah. CrossFit Mayhem. But it's a 4-mile trail run and then it's got 7 different obstacles in the middle of it. And you have to do, like, as a team, and then it's in the trails, and you also have to carry a sandbag throughout the entire workout. Like, it's honestly my all-time. If I could think of one competition, it's this one. It's so much fun. I'm sad. I mean, I'm so happy that you're doing it. Savannah hurt her ankle a few months ago, and so just with all of the instability on the trails, she's not able to do it, but Megan's subbing
we
in.
Get some.
And we'll
I'm excited about
it.
It's a little bit of pressure just because my sweet brother-in-law is very intense.
He is very intense.
And he wants to
win.
To,
he doesn't want to do it. He wants to win.
He's like, why would I do it if we don't like win? And I was like, just to have fun.
No. Dustin's like, no.
He's like,
screw
fun.
Having fun.
Yeah, we hate fun.
No.
So anyways, we're doing a like dry run tomorrow. Just doing off like some of the obstacles that we can do. So tomorrow morning, a little nervous about it, but it's going to be great.
Well, it's funny because we did a run through like last year.
And I did the run through with them.
Yeah,
but not
you did.
On their team.
Like, and it's different because we're not doing it on a trail, but I felt like the run through was a lot harder. Our run through was a lot harder than the actual.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, I feel like it was. And because I think we did it a little earlier, it was a little hotter. And then it's in October. So the race is, I mean, you're kind of cooler and it's in the morning too. So it's not like you're miserably hot, but it'll be a lot of fun. We were, I don't know if Dustin, because Dustin has to put in a name. Last year we were the Disciples of Thickness, so we'll probably be the same thing this year.
My God.
No, it's so fun. So
we will be,
we'll share our results unless we suck it up.
If we suck, we'll post. I don't care. I could be last place. If I did my best, I feel good about it.
Don't
Dustin,
say that.
Dustin won't feel good about it.
Dustin
I, if
will
I do my absolute,
leave you at the trails.
If I do my absolute best,
it.
If we all do our absolute best, that was our best. That's
no,
all
agree.
We got.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? Dustin, if we don't podium, we don't podium. That's the best we got. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree.
So will it be like, oh, Megan's the new one? Actually, me and Mike are the new ones on the
yeah,
team. So you guys could always blame it on us for
yeah,
the
we
reason
will.
You guys
and we
don't
will.
Podium. Yeah,
and
you
we
will.
Will.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm like second win at the back. And I'm like, your fault.
It's your fault. We lost.
Yeah. No, we're excited. I think Rich has got a team going and then so.
We're coming for you, Rich.
Do yeah,
you
we're coming
if,
for
what
you.
If we, there's no way, probably, right?
What?
That we beat them.
I mean, I would be shocked.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what studs he gets. I mean, I don't know. If he gets somebody who maybe running's not their thing, but because really, truly, it's a run. Like, that's kind of the race.
The obstacles
the
aren't
run.
Crazy hard.
Yeah, they're not terrible. It's the run. Can you hold on to a relatively good pace for 4 miles on a trail run, holding a sandbag?
Yeah.
So
can we do it?
We'll see.
We will do it. We'll find out.
We'll find out. So, anyways.
That was our Tell Me Something Good episode. Sorry that we cried on a little bit of it.
One of these days, we'll both have something
crying.
So positive.
Stop crying.
Yeah, I hate
Stop.
Crying.
Dude.
Yeah,
yeah
get dude, I'm so
we're
sorry.
Really annoyed at ourselves.
Yeah,
I'm sorry
I hate
about that,
myself
guys.
Right now.
Oh, so
tell me something good.
I'm going to let you just do that good part. I just kind of
crack.
Yeah,
I crack at the top. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. We really appreciate every single listen.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Please reach out to us if you are listening. We just like, you know, we've had people that have just reached out and it really like is is special to us, like hearing.
We do actually care.
We do
to
care.
Hear that.
So please. Even if you feel like maybe like weird that you're listening to us, like please reach out. Like,
and I promise you, I've listened to myself more than you've listened
to
me.
And also we feel weird doing this.
Yeah.
Like, reach out. It's weirder for us than you.
Yeah.
So anyways, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode, and we hope that you would join us for another week or another episode next week where we spill
all the tea.
Bye guys.
See you guys. Bye.